855, then you can take control of the airwaves toll-free at 855-453. That is the SACL CAI toll-free line, 1-855-450-3733. You can join us on our website over at freetalklive.com. We give you the features on the site there completely free, so enjoy those on us. Once again, freetalklive.com. And here with you tonight, it's Ian,
JJ,
and Mark.
All right, so 855-450-free allows you to bring up whatever you want. Lots in the news tonight. We're going to talk about prison, whether it's necessary. JJ, you're going to tell us more about that. Also on the way, a lifetime driving ban for a teenager. And to start things out, Pat Robertson is on the issue on the right side. I mean, like the correct, not right as in right left, but the correct side, again, on legalization. Didn't he talk about this last year at one point? Wasn't he quoted as being in favor of drug legalization?
I do believe I recall that from the, at least last year or 2 years ago.
Yeah, and now he's back out there again. So I guess the feedback that he received from maybe his parishioners, or whatever you call them, the followers, maybe it wasn't negative. Maybe, you know, they backed him up on this. Maybe that's why he's come out.
How long has Pat Robertson been doing what he's doing as far as his show?
Longer than we've been alive.
Yeah, he's old. He's 81.
So he's been at this for a while. He's had a lot of time to think about what he's saying and just sort of process society, if you will, as he talks about it in his presentation, whatever it is.
He must be getting feedback from the people that watch him. I mean, he's the host of the 700 Club, which is a fairly popular among the Christian world, especially the evangelical world, fairly popular television show. I think it's even spawned off in its whole, you know, 24-hour channel or something like that. I mean, I don't follow the Christian TV world very closely, but if you consider yourself a Christian, you've probably heard of Pat Robertson before. And the guy's a pretty big name.
I can't imagine too many people haven't. I mean, didn't he? Isn't he the fellow that said that New Orleans was hit by Hurricane Katrina because of the gay folks?
Oh yeah, he tends to come out and say outrageous things like that.
Yeah,
I don't want to make it sound like I'm a fan of Pat Robertson, but when you're right, you're right. And Pat Robertson's right about this one. According to the Associated Press in Richmond, Virginia, religious broadcaster Pat Robertson says marijuana should be legalized and treated like alcohol because the government's war on drugs has failed. The outspoken evangelical Christian and host of the 700 Club on the Virginia Beach-based Christian Broadcasting Network that he founded said the war on drugs is costing taxpayers billions of dollars, and that people, in his opinion, should not be sent to prison for marijuana possession.
And that those billions could be sent to me.
Yeah, there you go. Yeah.
Well, whatever. The 81-year-old first became a self-proclaimed hero of the hippie culture in 2010 when he called for the ending of mandatory prison sentences for marijuana possession convictions. He says, "I just think it's shocking how many of these young people wind up in prison and they get turned into hardcore criminals because they had possession of a very small amount of a controlled substance." He said this on his show last week, the 700 Club. He said, "The whole thing is crazy."
I'd like to give an anecdote here. When I was in prison, I was there for 8.5 years, for those that don't listen to the show on a regular basis. When I went to prison, I was taught relatively quickly how to hotwire a car. I was in the auto mechanics class, and, you know, there's another 30 convicts in that class with me, and they're like, "Oh, yeah, you do this, this, and this. If it's a Ford, you do that. If it's a Dodge, you do that." I don't think I could pull it off now, and remember, this was 1989 when I got my lesson in stealing cars, but, you know, it was taught to me immediately. And relatively quickly, some other guy, I remember sitting out on some steps, and he was showing you how to properly storm the steps of a bank, and then how to demand money from the tellers and in order to not get caught. And, you know, obviously this is in prison, so you need to take these lessons with a grain of salt. It doesn't change the fact that they were giving lessons, though, and people that make mistakes tend to learn things about what it is they've made mistakes. So chances are that bank robber was probably a better bank robber than he was, at the very least, when he started.
So it's not uncommon, this story that you're telling, Mark. A lot of people, when they get into prison, they make more connections in the criminal underworld than they ever would have.
Right. You know, I mean, right now, I'm sure if I had to, I could come up with somebody from prison that would do some kind of deed if I needed a dirty deed done cheap.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I was in there for 8.5 years, met thousands and thousands of convicts. I'm sure I could come up with a couple
that might came through there.
Well, they would have to, wouldn't they? I mean, the place had 1,200 people, as I recall.
Okay.
You know, I had to have met. Well, met might not be the right term.
Encountered.
You know, but I certainly met 1,000 convicts.
Yeah.
Surely there's a handful of them that are out of prison, and you know, some of them would be willing to do something. I don't know.
The whole thing is crazy, says Pat Robertson. We've said, well, we're conservatives. We're tough on crime. That's baloney, he says. Robertson's support for legalizing pot appeared in a New York Times story published on Thursday. His spokesman confirmed to the Associated Press that Robertson supports legalization with regulation. Robertson was not made available for an interview. He was quoted by the newspaper saying, I really believe we should treat marijuana the way we treat beverage alcohol. If people can go into a liquor store and buy a bottle of alcohol and drink it at home legally, then why do we say that the use of this other substance is somehow criminal? Robertson says he absolutely supports ballot measures in Colorado and Washington State that would allow people older than 21 to possess a small amount of marijuana and allow for commercial pot sales. Both measures, if passed by voters, would place the states at odds with federal law, which bans marijuana use of all kinds. While he supports the measures, he said he would not campaign for them and was not encouraging people to use narcotics in any way, shape, or form. Just stick with Jesus, folks. There's
That's
no
right.
need for any of the rest of this stuff over here.
We'll get you high on the Lord.
Well, you know, I mean, look, obviously that's the stand he's going to take.
Yeah.
But, you know, I applaud the guy for coming out and saying, yeah, we shouldn't be, you know,
yes.
shouldn't make the stuff that I don't support illegal. There's lots of things out there that I don't support that I just don't think should be legal. And I think that he's being consistent in this way.
You know, I'd be willing to bet that Jesus toked. I mean, with that long hair, construction worker. I mean, come on. How many construction workers have you known that haven't smoked pot?
What evidence does anyone have that Jesus was a carpenter?
I thought that's what the story was.
He was the son of a carpenter.
He didn't do anything?
Studying in the temple at 12. I mean, chances are that he was...
If by carpenter, you mean he made bongs out of wood.
Okay, I don't even know if marijuana existed at that time. I have no
really?
Idea.
Marijuana existed?
I don't know. I
2,000
couldn't speak
years
to
ago?
It. Couldn't speak to it. Have no idea.
That's pretty silly. That's silly thing
no,
to say.
No idea whether or not they were smoking marijuana. And, you know, Israel at that time.
He says, I'm not a crusader. He said, I've never used marijuana and I don't intend to. It is just one of those things that I think the war on drugs just hasn't succeeded. In a statement on Thursday, Ethan Nadelman from the Drug Policy Alliance said Robertson's clearly...
He's been on the show, right?
Has he?
I think so.
Clearly stated and well-reasoned comments throw a curveball into the growing debate over legalizing marijuana. He said defenders of marijuana prohibition must be wondering if it's only a matter of time before theirs proves to be a lost cause. I mean, if you're losing voices like Pat Robertson, who you presume would have been on the side of prohibition maybe 20 years ago, then really, I mean, how much time does prohibition have left? If someone like Pat Robertson can see the light on this issue, so to speak, then... Really? Are we that close? Are we close?
No, it's
changing this?
I think it's really good because, as you said, Pat has said a lot of crazy sort of religious-backed...
Oh, he's crazy as... Yeah.
Right. But the fact that he's more reasonable, or at least maybe in his mind, he's come to a place where he's more forgiving of things that he doesn't personally accept.
That's great.
You know, he's taken that teaching of Jesus, and he's taken it to heart...
At least on this issue.
At least on this issue. Now, the gays, I'm sorry, there's no saving you from Pat Robertson.
It could very well be that he came to this conclusion from a utilitarian standpoint. It sounds like what he's speaking to. I mean, he says
it's a failure.
Well, he says it's a failure, but at the same time, he says, well, why should one be illegal and the other one shouldn't?
Well, there's that, but he also says that he doesn't want to see young people locked up
this.
And that's a compassionate standpoint.
It is. You're right.
So 16 states, by the way, in District of Columbia have legalized the medical use of marijuana. 14 states also have some kind of marijuana decriminalization law. And New Hampshire, by the way, the state house just passed marijuana decriminalization, though it still has to go through the Senate. And so it remains to be seen whether that will actually make it through. But that's a little bit of good news.
If you do a search on Google you just put in war on drugs has failed, and you just do a news search, you're going to come up with, at least right now, what I'm looking at, former police captain speaks to students on failed drug war. Biden talks about it in Latin America. Cops take pro-legalization message to UN war on drugs meeting.
Excellent.
The cops are speaking out against it all over the news.
Law enforcement against prohibition. When I was in jail, there was a jail guard who had a law enforcement against prohibition pin on. There's more than one jail guard at the local corrections facility that support ending the war on drugs. 855-450-FREE. You can take control of the airwaves. Talk about Pat Robertson coming out against against drug prohibition, or bring up whatever you want. This is Free Talk Live.
Where do you want to go today? It's the 1,000 Places Travel Minute with Patricia Schultz, renowned travel expert and author of the number one New York Times bestseller, 1,000 Places to See Before You Die, with one more place to add to your traveler's life list.
Japan's Mount Fuji is one of my 1,000 places to see before you die. Elegant, snow-capped, symmetrical, and spellbinding when not shrouded in clouds, Mount Fuji is the highest peak in Japan. At over 12,000 feet, it is both a national and religious symbol. Fuji has not erupted in more than 300 years, but in the nearby resort area of Hakone, which lies in the Fuji-Hakone-Izu National Park, intense volcanic activity can be seen daily in the Valley of Great Boiling. The renowned Hakone Open Air Museum appeals to art lovers with pieces by Rodin, Giacometti, Picasso, and Takeshi Shimizu among its vast collection. It's a perfect enclave of man-made art offset by nature's power.
For more tips and information on the very best places to visit on your travels, please visit Patricia Schultz at 1000places.com. Do you know over 6 million people a year visit the Eiffel Tower? What you may not know is that just around the corner is a hidden cafe with the best croissants in Paris. When you travel with Trafalgar, you'll travel with an insider who will show you must-see sights and share unique experiences. So call 1-866-544-4434 today for a free brochure or visit us at Trafalgar.com and see the world from the inside with Trafalgar.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. Are you looking for a concealed carry holster? Crossbreed Holsters is the home of the world-famous Super Tuck, the most comfortable concealed carry holster on the market today. Try one out and see how truly discreet and comfortable carrying concealed can be. And find out why we call it the ugliest holster you'll ever love. We are the standard others try to imitate.
Get the original. Get your Super Tuck at CrossbreedHolsters.com. Again, that's CrossbreedHolsters.com.
Are you still a traditional smoker? Now experience a new lifestyle and try vaping with e-cigarettes by LeSig. Imagine no ashes, stains, nasty smell, or coughing and hacking. With LeSig e-cigarettes' revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replaceable cartridge, you'll get all the benefits and satisfaction of smoking without the hazards. Choose your taste from a wide variety of our new American-made Vaporeon e-liquids at LeSig.com. And LeSig smokes the competition by serving thousands of worldwide customers with real people customer service, fast, free, same-day shipping, and a 30-day warranty and satisfaction guarantee. So are you ready for a new vaping lifestyle? Then call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Or visit LeSig.com, spelled L-E-C-I-G.com. LeSig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
In the past, I've taken a lot of different vitamins, some through health food stores, some that friends recommend.
Colleen talking about her experience with Super Sea Veg.
And with the Super Sea Veg, I was seeing a lot better results.
Super Sea Veg with Vita D and C-Cal is the most powerful dietary food supplement in the world today, and nothing else comes close.
Super Sea Veg is a whole food that makes me feel good.
Think of Super Sea Veg as the un-vitamin.
I have taken other things, and they just didn't work. This seems to work for me.
And Super Sea Veg comes with a 90-day money-back guarantee.
Store-bought vitamins do not have the supplement and the full, whole feeling I have from Super Sea Veg.
Get 15% off your first purchase on our website, SuperSeaVeg.com. That's Super, S-E-A-V-E-G.com. At checkout, enter coupon code UNVITAMIN. Or place your order at 866-SEA-VEG. That's 866-732-8344. Eating Super Sea Veg daily is eating right.
Now, more Free Talk Live. Dial in at 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. To do dial in toll free 855-453. That's the SACL CAI toll free line. Join us on our website, freetalklive.com is the place to go. We give you the features there completely free, so enjoy those archives going all the way back to late 2006. Give them all away at freetalklive.com, so head over there and enjoy them.
Bitcoin's the world's first potentially anonymous digital cash. they're cash for the internet, just, and they can be used in, you know, many, many parallels between regular cash that you use in real life and, you know, how it's used, and bitcoins and how they're used on the internet. With bitcoins, there are no contracts to sign, no terms of service to abide by. Anyone can download the free bitcoin software and be using them in just a few minutes. With bitcoins, you can send and receive money with no fees anywhere in the world without needing permission from any bank or government. To learn how, visit weusecoins.org. It's weusecoins.org. And now, thanks to BitInstant.com, you can have bitcoins less than an hour by depositing cash at any major bank. To buy your bitcoins with cash, visit BitInstant.com.
All right, let's continue here. The news that we brought the show to you here, we brought to you here, is about Pat Robertson. He is has come out yet again, and even stronger than before. He's come out against prohibition, specifically talking about marijuana. But he does make the blanket statement here that that he believes the war on drugs has failed. Now, that's the whole war on drugs,
right?
When you say something like that. But he's focusing on marijuana, well, for obvious reasons.
Yeah, I think it's socially, it's a lot easier to talk about the war on drugs from the standpoint of marijuana without coming off like you support crack.
Exactly.
And also, another thing that, you know, I think that the police departments understand, but the average person doesn't understand, and this is a reality. I mean, you know, some people want to keep it a hush secret, but fact is, the war on drugs is a war on marijuana. Marijuana finances the war on drugs. You know, I mean, to some extent, certainly, you know, of these hundreds of billions, if not trillions of dollars that have been spent to prosecute the war on drugs by Americans' tax dollars, but to some extent, it's the seizures of people who really have had their property seized over marijuana, the fines paid by people who have been possessing marijuana. If marijuana were made legal, I mean, I don't really, you know, as legal as tomato plants, mm-hmm. Then I don't know whether, I don't even know what the war on drugs would look like.
Well, I mean, they would still likely have resources to focus on the other drugs, but you're right, it is a huge chunk. It's about half of the people that are arrested every year arrested for pot. So it's tremendous. I mean, over 800,000.
80-something percent of them are possession, right?
Yeah. Over 800,000 Americans are arrested every single year for this.
So
that number keeps going up.
The war on drugs, 40% of the casualties you know, in that circumstance are just possession of marijuana.
Wait, I think it was
80%.
80% the whole?
Yes.
Gotcha. So 855-450-FREE, that's the toll-free number here. You're certainly welcome to comment. Christian advocacy group Focus on the Family opposes legalization for medical or recreational use. Now, this is a different Christian group. So you got Pat Robertson.
Dobson fella.
Yeah, James Dobson is, I think, one of their guys. But Pat Robertson, who is the host of the 700 Club and involved with the Christian Broadcasting Network, the founder of that network, has come out against prohibition. Focus on the Family opposes legalization for medical and recreational use, according to their senior director of government and public policy, but they would not comment specifically on what Robertson said.
So you can oppose, you know, the use of these things recreationally. That's one thing. It doesn't mean that you think that they should be illegal.
Oh, that's what they said. Right. They oppose legalization for medical or recreational use.
Okay, oppose legalization.
So across the board, they don't want anybody to put their hands on a plant that presumably, by their own belief system, that presumably God would have put here.
Yeah,
right?
It's not very Christian.
Does the Bible
say Pharisees wanted to use the law in order to force people to do things. Jesus came to set you free.
Well, here's kind of on topic. There's an article here I found about Portugal, who 10 years after they decriminalized, their drug abuse is down by half.
Significant.
Right. And this is something that, you know, it's really counterintuitive to what people think about drugs. And, you know, probably I wouldn't have thought this either. But really, Portugal legalizes drugs and use diminishes.
Yep.
Let me say it again. Portugal legalizes drugs and use diminishes.
You're lying.
Right. I mean, you know, there are people out there right now that are either turning off their radios or choosing not to believe what we have to say. And it's because they don't care. It doesn't affect them. Well, I'll tell you what. You've got friends. You've got family. This war on drug affects, them. If you're not going to be generous and merciful to complete strangers, do it for your family and friends. Do it for a selfish reason.
So there you go. If you want to learn more about it, I guess the New York Times has a more detailed piece. We will go to you and your thoughts. You can bring up anything that you want, but I think this is a great sign. Pat Robertson, people who are, you know, just historically, they've been on the wrong side of this issue, are changing their minds. And that's great that people, especially somebody, you know, he's 81 years old. He's probably had his mind set a certain way for a long time on this issue, and he's
well,
able
I think
to...
The polls, too, are very supportive for legalization at
of
the
Americans?
Minimum. The American polls have shifted.
No doubt about it. So
yes,
we'll keep our eyes on this.
Every year it goes up and up and up, and it makes you wonder how long can the government, whether it's federal, state, or local, that make so much money, the bureaucrats and politicians that keep their power based on this war on drugs, the police, which support it because they hate the Fourth Amendment, they hate the Constitution, it makes it more difficult for them to do their jobs. You know, it makes you wonder how long can they keep it up?
They'll go as long as they can.
60% of the population says no more. 70% of the population, 75% of the population.
Politics tends to trail far behind popular opinion. Let's go to Elena in Georgia. Listening in Atlanta, you're on Free Talk Live. Elena, what's on your mind tonight? Elena in Georgia? Going once. Elena in Georgia. Hello? I hear somebody on their phone. Someone there. One. Going once. Going twice. I'll put her on hold. Maybe she had to put the phone down. Let's try Matt listening in Ohio instead. Matt, you're on Free Talk Live. Hello.
Hey, guys. Hey. I just had two quick questions. Because I was considering moving, joining the Free State Project, moving up there. And you guys had said that you were believed in nonviolence and the extreme. And I was curious in a situation like, I'm not sure if you're familiar with the Gulag Archipelago.
You know, I know the term. Is it Solzhenitsyn?
Yes. When he talked about, how we burned in the camps later, talking about if they would have resisted, that they wouldn't have all gotten rounded up. I was just curious if there was a situation like that when they actually started rounding up people, if you would still believe that would be a time to be peaceful. And then I had one other question.
Okay, the other question? Let's answer the
first one. Let me field that one first. I think everybody here is going to have a different opinion on this. As far as I'm concerned, it doesn't matter whether or not the person is wearing silly uniforms, dumb hats, and badges. If they're committing violence against you, they're committing violence against you, and you have the right, you are in the right to resist. Now, that doesn't mean that I think that it is expedient. I think that inexpedient to fight against authority, whether that authority, quote-unquote authority, whether that authority is in the form of the military, as, it's going on with Syria, or whether it's in the form of police, as, frankly, the whole world. So I think that it's really about expedience versus inexpedience. Well, let's talk about it a little more.
More coming up in a moment at 855-453. You can take control of Free Talk Live.
How would you like to save over $100 on your gardening seeds this year? You can at GetSeeds.net. GetSeeds offers 100% open-pollinated, heirloom, non-hybrid, GMO-free premium vegetable seeds. On sale now for only $59 for 100 packets. Your 100 packets will include a variety of vegetable seeds, common herb seeds, and garden variety fruits. You can even collect your seeds from the plants you grow so you don't have to purchase more seeds year to year. Go to GetSeeds.net for a chance to buy your seeds at 300%+ below online retailers' prices. Save money and get non-hybrid, heirloom, GMO-free premium growing seeds at GetSeeds.net. GetSeeds.net or call us at 877-341-GROW. That's 877-341-4769. GetSeeds.net.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. I designed our top-selling holster, the Super Tuck Deluxe, to solve the problems of being poked, pinched, and gouged while carrying concealed. The Super Tuck Deluxe is the most comfortable, most concealable holster on the market today. We offer a 2-week free trial and a lifetime warranty.
Visit us at crossbreedholsters.com. Don't forget, crossbreedholsters.com. In a coming-apart world, you need something to keep it tied together. That something is Atwood Rope, the highest quality rope made in the USA from exotic braids for military, rescue, arborists, shipyards, tow line, or boating. Quality rope at affordable prices you and your customers can depend on. Find a dealer or shop online at atwoodrope.net. Enter promo code RADIO to receive 100 feet of 550 paracord free with purchase. Atwood Rope, working to keep the world tied together.
Sure, there are winter specials, and then there are super winter specials at HerbalHealer.com. Battle through this cold and flu season with powerful, natural, and safe flu fighters like Elderberry Power, Orgicillin, Olive Leaf Capsules, Grapefruit Seed Extract, and Respir 8, all specially priced during the winter sale at HerbalHealer.com. Don't forget vitamin D3 this winter. Right now, HerbalHealer.com has 120 soft gels, 1,000 IUs, sale priced at only $9. We also have a super winter special on 6 homeopathic liquid detoxes. Whole body detox, liver detox, kidney detox, lymph detox, brain detox, and lung detox. All liquid detoxes, regularly $26.95, are now just $20. HerbalHealer.com. As always, new customers get a free 128-page catalog with your order. Log on now and save big when you hit the winter specials at HerbalHealer.com. Healing the world with nature, one person at a time, since 1988.
So you're a maker of something. Woodcrafts, fishing lures, glass designs, jewelry, purses, perfumes, goat's milk, soap. Whatever it is, you made it here in America. Now you're eager for people to buy your products right here locally. Instead of buying competing products made on the other side of the world, right? Then you need to check out localmakers.com. Support America. Buy and sell locally at localmakers.com. Doesn't matter if you're a home-based business or a major manufacturer. Localmakers.com offers an easy way to connect with customers within your local community, as well as across the U.S., simply by entering a zip code. And there's no cost to join. So if you're a maker who needs buyers, go to localmakers.com and stock your products on one of our shelves. Localmakers.com, promoting, preserving, and supporting your neighbor's manufacturing businesses.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in now, 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
It's 855-453. That's the SACL CAI toll free line. 1-855-450-3733. Here tonight, it's Ian,
JJ,
and Mark. Inviting you to our website at freetalklive.com. Shrine of Female Listeners is there with dozens of ladies who have taken the time to send in their validated photo or video showing they're listeners of this program. You can go to shrine.freetalklive.com to see them. That's shrine.freetalklive.com. So, plenty to talk about here tonight. Your calls are the primary element. We will continue with those. And we've got Matt on the line who had a question that I think is a pretty important question, because a lot of people who understand that, you know, there's some pretty serious problems happening in this country and around the world also understand that in the history of mankind, problems tend to, at least in a lot of people's beliefs, be solved through violence. And I don't tend to agree with that particular viewpoint. I think that certainly that is the way things have been, but I don't think that ultimately problems are solved for good by violence. I tend to think that violence begets violence, and so I'm pretty uncomfortable about the idea of using any violence whatsoever. And Mark, the question that Matt had asked was, and Matt is back with us here in Ohio. Matt, let me see if I can recount your question here. Let me know if I've got it incorrect. But essentially your question was referring to Alexander Solzhenitsyn, who said that, you know, had we met them at the front doors with clubs and whatever, that, you know, this terrible thing would never have happened to us. So the suggestion being, had we been violent in our response to this violence, that perhaps things would have changed for the better. Is that
right,
pretty much exactly your question?
Yeah.
And Mark, your response was...
And my response is that I don't have a problem with people resisting violence, and it doesn't matter to me what form the violence comes in. Now, I think that there's an inexpedience aspect to it, and let me address what Alexander Solzhenitsyn said in this particular instance. It's wrong. Here's why. Because they didn't They came to the door. There are only three or four people in the house, maybe three or four people that can wield club sticks or guns in the house. And there are three or four people with radios outside. You're not meeting the peasant population. The KGB isn't meeting the peasant population on the field of battle. They're doing it door to door. They go one person at a time. And I'm looking around, and the United States incarcerates more people than any other place on the planet, and one can make the argument more than Russia did at the time of Stalin. I don't know for certain. I'd love to see the numbers, but one could probably make that claim. And they're not meeting anyone at the door over the war on drugs. And that's really the aspect of it. Is nobody, you've got this, what they call a market failure. It is inexpedient for me to fight them at my door because nobody's going to come to aid me. So therefore, I am going to go along with it. And that's how it's going to be with everybody. So the idea that you're going to, rally together the troops if the government just gets tyrannical enough, it's pretty unlikely.
So, JJ, did you want to address the question?
Well, I think, personally, I haven't in the past. I've defended myself against bullies and situations like that. I don't know. I mean, it's sort of like the apocalypse question, and it's a difficult sort of hypothetical to answer because all the variables aren't really known. If someone comes to my door with, a whole armed group of guys, I can't see myself doing anything but dying if I resist. I mean, that's just the plain truth.
Well, isn't that the unspoken assumption in the question, the idea, the sort of the fantasy of the prepper, shall we say, the person who's arming up, they've got their, guns, they've got their grenades, their body armor, whatever, they're ready to go out with a blast. Their fantasy is that everyone, or at least enough people, will resist, they will fight back, and so therefore, that eventually, that, they,
and
we,
you would know,
or whoever would win.
What the results of being taken away from your door are going to be. I mean, it's not an arrest. Remember, the KGB came and arrested people, and then they gave them quote unquote trials after they tortured them. And
they didn't take the Jews straight to the ovens either.
Right. These things, everybody, we have the advantage of hindsight when it comes to the gulags and when it comes to concentration camps.
If it's a case where there's buses and they've been going to other cities and they pick up people and the people disappear and never heard from again, that's a different situation. If you have that sort of foreknowledge.
And the internet's nice for that, right?
Exactly.
There's more communication now, and I'm not hearing a lot about American citizens disappearing yet.
And then,
I don't expect to.
But I think, Mark, your position is realistic. It's unrealistic to believe that people are going to, en masse, resist because they don't want to. Individually, each person doesn't want to lose their own life. They aren't willing to essentially be the first few sacrificial lambs.
How's
to...
it going for the Muslims? People around the world believe that... Not everybody, but certainly enough people around the world and in the United States and in the Middle East believe that the Muslims are being treated poorly in the Middle East by the United States. And you can see, one after another, the FBI is picking up people that are upset about it. There's no mass rising of the Muslims, and they have far more to complain about.
Well, and that's a good point, Mark. I'm glad you brought that up, because if you think about some of them are doing what would be suggested here in Matt's question. Some of them are fighting back, right? I mean, you've got suicide
bombings. There's a Ron Paul supporter that was just picked up, I think it was in Jersey, throwing Molotov cocktails into a Jewish temple. But
over in the Middle East, you've got people suicide bombing, and it hasn't dissuaded the U.S. military from being there. Right. So the point being that even with a fairly large amount of people who are willing to kill themselves, it's still the violence hasn't solved the problem. It just continues
it
to stoke
solve
the
problem.
Fire.
Right.
So I would have to say that I have to lean away from using violence. I mean, it seems wrong to say, well, I'm just going to allow myself to be taken. I don't know. I guess I'd rather turn a gun on myself in a situation like that than not to say I would. But if I had to pull a trigger, I'd rather pull it on myself, because then they wouldn't be able to, accuse me of being some crazed cop killer.
Right. And villainize you in the eyes of so many other people.
They're going to villainize you anyway. If they come for you, there's going to be a charge. And that charge, in an America where two-thirds of people that take a felony charge to trial and fewer than 1% of people do, they're found guilty. Well, people believe charges. You're guilty until proven innocent in these days. So if they come to you with a charge of, trying to riot or whatever the term is, incitement to riot, or they, know, just trump something up completely, or, you know, in your case, you know, some drug charges, or trump something up completely like child porn, whatever, people are going to believe it.
People like Gandhi and Martin Luther King Jr., these folks that have been held up for good reason for being, you know, examples of nonviolent civil resistance, if you want to use those terms. These are folks who, you know, would they be remembered if they did get violent? Because you know they were tempted, right? There were people constantly suggesting violence as a solution to the problems that they were facing. Because, I mean, the police were being violent. Some of the opposition were being violent. And
lots
so
of them, yeah.
Inevitably, there's always going to be somebody there whispering to you that you should try, you should just arm up, fight back. Don't let them push you around.
Plus, they're ready for it.
It's very tempting. And, but they didn't do it. And, right. And what would have happened if they had? What would have happened to their movements?
They would have been discredited and seen as the problem.
We've been talking the whole segment. So, Matt, go ahead with your thoughts and response.
Yeah, it was one of those things I just really didn't have an answer to. And I was curious, as you know, to hear your opinions. And I still don't have an answer to it. It's one of those things that I was pondering and didn't really, you know, have a good answer. It was kind of like the discussion. There's no right answer for that.
Yeah. Matt, you know, I can let me share a little bit of what it was like living in Sarasota, Florida. There was no chance of a liberty-oriented candidate getting elected to anything there. You know, I helped with you know, one campaign, and you know, I didn't even need to work very hard to see the handwriting on the wall as far as local government went. And I'm sure you're feeling that way too. I was angry, and angry a lot, like teeth gritting, imagining violent scenarios, kind of angry. You know, like I would, you know, what if I was home alone or something like that? I might, you know, fantasize about some scenario, and before I know it, I'm, you know, jumping up and you know, punching at the air.
Oh my!
I mean, you know, that's the kind of anger we're talking about here. And I'm not going to ask you to be, you know, reveal embarrassing things about yourself, but I hope you can relate to how angry I was at times.
Well, and, not to that extreme, but
yeah, you know,
frustrated,
I mean,
more frustrated.
Fantasy violence kind of angry in my case. And when I moved to New Hampshire for the Free State Project and got surrounded by a bunch of liberty-oriented individuals, I can't say that anger disappeared, but it dissipated.
Is it continuing to dissipate?
Yeah, well, you know, I mean, it's a much lower level.
Matt, I know you said you had a second question. We'll let you stick for that one moment here. 855-450-FREE, the SACL CAI toll-free line. You can tell us your story about how maybe you used to believe that violence was a solution, and then maybe you changed your mind.
Or you believe violence is a solution.
Free Talk Live.
Hi, Jason Lewis here. Anybody who's been listening to my program knows how shaky the U.S. economy is right now. Will we have a V-shaped recovery, or will it be a W-shaped one where the nation slips back into recession? Of course, if you think that Washington can spend or inflate its way out of a downturn, you've got nothing to worry about. But as you know, I have my doubts. So let me tell you about gold. Now, as my friend Ted Anderson from Midas Resources likes to say, gold, like all commodity markets, fluctuates in price, and you could lose money. But it has never been worth zero. Give it some thought, and if you're interested in converting your IRA to gold or would like to actually have it in your possession, call Midas Resources today at 1-800-686-2237. The U.S. dollar was once backed by gold, but has since lost 90% of its value. And if things don't change, I'm afraid the trend will continue. Call Midas Resources today at 1-800-686-2237 for gold, and tell them Jason Lewis sent you.
Attention, information in this one-minute message could save your life. Don't wait for the next emergency to happen. Act now to be prepared. Now, more than ever, civilians and communities must communicate with family, friends, and neighbors in the event of civil unrest, natural disasters, or other emergencies. That's why there's CivilDispatch.com. CivilDispatch.com is a universal system that can be used for a wide array of urgent notification alerts. Weather emergencies, civil unrest, emergency responders, amber alerts, school or business closings, any need-to-know situation. CivilDispatch.com is an emergency dispatch communication system, allowing anyone to quickly and easily send and instantaneously track emergency email and text alert notifications. CivilDispatch.com gives you the power of enterprise alerting without the enterprise cost. Don't find yourself unprepared. Learn more and become a member at CivilDispatch.com. That's CivilDispatch.com, civilian emergency dispatch system. Peace through preparedness.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
These are strange days indeed, from economic turmoil to weather-related events, and yes, even power outages. Hi, everybody. Jason Lewis here. Let me tell you why I use WiseFoodStorage.com. WiseFoodStorage.com provides the most affordable and complete ready-made meals for emergency preparedness and outdoor use. Their entrees like pasta Alfredo, savory stroganoff, and apple cinnamon cereal carry a 25-year shelf life and are prepared in minutes simply by adding water. They even provide great-tasting a la carte items like freeze-dried fruits, vegetables and desserts to ensure that you have more nutrition and energy when you need it most. Visit WiseFoodStorage.com today to request a free entree sample and see for yourself why they are the best in the business. For a limited time, enter the promo code Lewis to get no-cost shipping on any order. That's WiseFoodStorage.com or call 1-855-FOODWISE and be sure to mention the promo code Lewis for a free sample and free shipping on any order. Be wise and be ready with WiseFoodStorage.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live, and you can bring up whatever you want, toll free, 855-453, that's the SACL CAI toll free line, 1-855-450-3733. You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com and enjoy the features that we have for you there. You can enjoy them all on the house, but if you want to help support the show, you can shop with us. Go to shop.freetalklive.com. Enter Amazon through the shopping links you'll see there, different Amazons for different countries. Click in the right Amazon for you and get your shopping taken care of. Get the stuff you're looking for and get a great deal. It's the Amazon you're used to. You're just entering through our portal over at shop.freetalklive.com. Once again, shop.freetalklive.com. We've got Matt back with us. He's got a second question, so we did hold you through for that. Go ahead, Matt, with the question.
Hey, I really, really do appreciate it. From listening to you guys and everything, I was really considering Keene. The Keene area seemed really, really like might be a good fit for me. But due to the Fukushima thing, I decided maybe I should look up to see if there's any power plants there. And then I found out Vermont Yankees, like, 15 miles as the crow flies away, and then I read about there's some leaks, and then the cooling tower fell down and all of that, and I was just curious if you guys had any concerns about that.
You know, mitigable concerns. You know, I've talked to some people that are, you know, currently and formerly, you know, involved in Vermont Yankee, and you know, I mean, obviously, I don't like the idea of tritium being leached into the Connecticut River. But frankly, you know, we're not getting our water from there anyway. The and also, you remember, poison's in the dose. We're exposed to radiation all day, every day, and you know, the sunlight. You know, the fact is, you're giving off radiation right now. So, I mean, you know, there's that. I don't know. I mean, is there any incident? Is there any example of people having more incidences of illness living near some nuclear power plant?
I think the concern for most people, Mark, would be that some sort of meltdown is going to happen, and then Keene and the other surrounding areas, the Brattleboro, Vermont area, will be affected because we're within that, I don't know, plume radius or whatever you
what are you going to call it.
I think, is that basically where your fears were coming from, or your concerns, Matt? It was about a potential for a nuclear disaster?
Well, it's that, you know, if the plant had a perfect maintenance record, and there was never any examples of issues. But from what I've read, they had a cooling tower collapse and multiple leaks, and that's more, I guess, in the big picture. But it just sounds like it's kind of a shoddy operation.
I think to some extent it is, but I also think that the activists here are just more on the ball, and that you find out about more things like leaks.
There's a good group of people that are very not so fans of the local nuclear plant in this area.
It's huge.
I've met people on both sides of it, and I've liked them all. I've met people that work at the nuclear facility, and I've met people that oppose the existence of the nuclear facility in my travels in the area. So I don't really think about it too much, but I understand the concerns that some people have, and if that's something that keeps you away, it's something that keeps you away. If you do end up moving here, that could be a form of activism that you get involved in, if that's something that
lots of people would be interested in having.
Concerns you. So, Matt, thanks for the call tonight. Appreciate it. 855-450-FREE. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line, 1-855-450-3733. William is in Dallas. You're on Free Talk Live with Ian, JJ, and Mark.
Hi, Ian, JJ, and Mark.
Hey, what's on your mind?
Yeah, I was going to say, it's interesting you're talking about the violence thing. I just seen a thing on the news tonight talking about the Sovereign Citizen Movement.
Oh, boy.
They played a couple of clips and violence, a guy shooting cops and other things. And
they always play that same one. They've got basically two incidences of sovereign citizens acting up.
Now?
I think it was two. There was one up in Alaska where there's some threats and they've got some audio.
Yeah, nobody got killed up there.
Right.
Yeah, it might have even been three, but anyway, of course they made it like the whole Sovereign Citizen was connected to all that, and of course, everybody sees, oh my God, those sovereign citizens are killing people. That's bad, and they look like horrible people.
Sure, yep.
So, and that was just on 20 minutes ago, and so that just firms up your point that if you go out in a bang, all you're going to do is appear to be some crazy lunatic.
So, and you're absolutely right on that. I'm glad you brought this conversation back around because it allows me to make a point that I didn't earlier, and that is that the viewpoint of the advocate for violence, whether they be whether this person really believes what they're saying or whether they be a government plant or an agent provocateur, that viewpoint suggests that, well, if only people would stand up, then things would change because the government would be, they'd be rebuffed and they would think twice before they went and struck somewhere. So like the theory being if they started going house by house, as you'd said, Mark, if they're going house by house and people resisted, the first people would die, right? They would die because they're outnumbered. The cops outnumber them. But eventually the idea, the fantasy is that enough people will stand up and resist to where the cops will decide this isn't worth it. We're taking too many casualties. We're going to call it quits. Now, of course, as Mark, you pointed out, we haven't seen that happen in Afghanistan. There's plenty of people willing to kill themselves there for their cause. And, the violence continues. But let's just say it were true. Either way, whether you remain peaceful or whether you fight back violently, the people in the beginning are likely going to perish, right? Like in a situation where people are going to be going house to house collecting folks, you may end up dying down the line in some sort of gulag or in some kind of camp, or you can die right there with trading gunfire. Only one of those positions, William, I'm going to put you on hold here. It sounds like you're busy. Only one of those positions is going to result in you looking crazy. Only one of those positions is going to
result. At least you get to speak. If you're in prison, at least you can say, hey, I was innocent. Granted, I'll grant you that in today's modern American culture, nobody believes you. But at the very least, you can say it.
Well, and people have made it out of these prisons and concentration camps, and they've lived to tell their tale, and they've lived to testify against individuals who have been doing the wrong thing and running these camps or following orders, and see to it that certain individuals have gotten at least quasi-justice, whatever can be achieved in this sort of society. But at the same time, like both of you are saying, violence is a very profound event. Mm-hmm. And when people talk about this event, it's going to strike a lot of emotions within the listener or the viewer, and they're going to probably think negative of you and anyone associated with you because of that violence.
If you're going to be sacrificed for some cause, then doing it on a peaceful manner keeps you on the moral high ground. If you use violence, you've lowered yourself to the level of the aggressor to some extent, simply by using the same tool that they have chosen to use against you to defend yourself. Whereas if you remain peaceful, and perhaps the only thing you're wielding is a video camera that is streaming live to the internet, then at the very least you can say that you didn't go out with a bang, but you went out with, you know, while making an impact on the legitimacy of the people who are using the violence against you. Because if it's the people calling themselves the state that are the ones that are the only ones using violence, then it's not hard for people to understand who the good guy is and who the bad guy is.
Also, if violence is what it needs to come to, you have established the moral high ground, as the activists did in Syria, as they did in Libya. I mean, there was a certain amount of protest in Libya before Gaddafi started shooting at people. And so, you know, people will understand why after several days of protest or something like that, people start shooting back. I'm not saying that, you know, it's necessarily... I don't know when the right time to use the violence is, but I know it isn't today.
I tend to think that there is no real right time for it. I tend to believe that it's morally wrong to utilize it. But like you said, Mark, we're going to disagree on things here. So, William, you're back on. Go ahead with your thoughts.
Yeah, sorry about the noise. And the final thought on that is just the fact that all it does is justify them to get more Bearcats and more the drones and all that good stuff.
Yep, we had a professor who authored a book on civil resistance on the show. We did an interview with her some months ago, and you know, she sort of showed that statistically, civil resistance works more effectively than violent resistance, and B, that violent resistance is becoming less effective over time, and it makes perfectly good sense. Now that the police have all these, non-lethal weapons, and they have all lethal weapons, they've got drones, they've got all the things that you don't have, and fighting them isn't going to work.
Well, and they also have the support from the social structure that
the legitimacy.
They can use violence.
Yeah, sure. Yeah. And
with no penalty.
There are lots of people out there that will support the police physically. They'll believe the news, they'll believe the stories, and if you resist violently, the police are going to get a posse behind them. So if you think that you're going to overrun the local police department because it's only 40 guys or whatever, well, I got news for you.
William, thanks for the call tonight. Appreciate it. 855-450-FREE. So it's important to point out the third road. You kind of touched on it, Mark, with mentioning nonviolent civil resistance. And that's what the third road is, because the presumption is, well, there's either one way or the other. You either go along with them and you do what they say, or you use violence to resist them. And there's a third road. And the third road is that you don't do what they say. You don't voluntarily get on the trains. You don't voluntarily fill out the form that they use to come and confiscate you later on down the line. You don't voluntarily wear the yellow star. You don't voluntarily do what you're told. You don't show up in the cities when they demand that you show up and report to the ghetto. You don't do those things. If more people were to non-violently resist or do civilly disobedient acts, non-cooperate, that's what would be the most effective way to oppose tyranny, in my opinion. Hour number two is next. You can share your thoughts at 855-453.
Free Talk Live has partnered with Amazon, the largest internet retailer. Imagine a department store category, and Amazon has it. Books, electronics, office products, furniture, jewelry, automotive, toys, clothing, sporting goods, and dozens of other categories. Now you can shop and support Free Talk Live by entering Amazon through our website. Go to shop.freetalklive.com, and Amazon will send us a portion of your purchase. You're going to do the shopping anyway, so remember to enter through our site at shop.freetalklive.com. That's shop.freetalklive.com. Here on Free Talk Live, we've been pretty excited about the Bitcoin. It's a decentralized, free market digital currency. You can learn more about it at weusecoins.com. But if you already have some Bitcoins and you'd like to spend them, you can spend them at spendbitcoins.com. When you spend Bitcoins on Amazon via spendbitcoins.com, Free Talk Live gets a cut. Or if you're an Australian trying to figure out how to buy Bitcoins, you can buy them with cash at au.spendbitcoins.com. Once again, that's spendbitcoins.com.